when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to another Listen Back episode. Listen Back episodes are past episodes of the 80% that you might have missed, so we're bringing them back, especially for the benefit of our new listeners. Today, you'll hear episode 38, where I discuss a practical strategy that can help you reach your financial goals. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. May tanong ako. Ilan ang photos mo sa phone? At ilan doon sa mga photos na yon ang important at ayaw mong burahin? Kung katulad mo ako, malamang libo ang pictures mo sa photo album ng phone mo. At karamihan doon ay basura o yung mga balak mo nang i-delete pero for some reason tinatamad ka pang gawin. Last December, bumili ako ng bagong phone. And of course, part of buying a new phone is transferring your photos from your old unit to the new one. I transferred around 8,000 photos last December, which is around 100 gigabytes of my phone memory already. This was not ideal for me, and naisip ko na kailangan ko na mag-delete ng pictures before pa mapuno ang memory ng phone ko. Siyempre, may mga important photos doon na ayaw kong tanggalin sa phone ko. Hindi pwedeng delete all lang. Kailangan kong i-check isa-isa, sort through the duplicates, and probably create albums para mas organized. This was an overwhelming task. Hindi ko ito magagawa ng isang araw lang. So, I needed to come up with a strategy to achieve my goal na linisin ang photo album ko. So what I did was, nag-commit ako na every day na I will check 30 photos or 2 pages of my photo album and just sort through those. Delete yung mga pwede nang i-delete, i-transfer na sa computer yung mga kailangang i-transfer at ilagay na sa kanya-kanyang album yung mga matitira. Since January until today in September, this is something that I've been doing every day. Nung umpisa, it took me around 15 minutes. Pero as it became a daily habit, which I do in the evening, parang mga 5 minutes lang tapos na ako mag-manage ng photos ko. And in fact, dahil mabilis ko na siyang nagagawa, minsan I am able to check more than 30 photos, lalo na kapag sinisipag ako. Almost 9 months after, I am happy to share with you na 2,000 photos na lang ang nasa phone ko. From 100 gigabytes, it's now down to 20 gig. Hindi pa ako tapos, but it feels really good to see how much I've already done. The point of this story is that I had a goal that I wanted to achieve, and it was an overwhelming goal. Ang lakas makaprocrastinate. Pero na-realize ko na, what if I just focus on sorting and deleting a few pictures every day? I'm sure eventually matatapos ko siya. I tried not to think about my end goal, but instead, I just focused on the process and creating that daily habit of sorting through 30 photos a day. Sa panahon ngayon, especially because of technology, nasasanay tayo sa instant results. You know, fast food, instant messaging, Google, crash diets. And ang negative effect nito, for things that take time and can only come slow, we become impatient. Naiinip tayo. That's why I believe that if we're faced by a goal that requires time and effort before we can achieve results, the best strategy is to focus on the process. That is to analyze and break down our goal into a process or a series of monthly, weekly, or even daily tasks that if we simply do those things, then we can achieve the results that we're hoping for. Let's take, for example, the basic financial goal of spending less than what you're earning, or in other words, creating and following a budget or a spending plan. At first, naisip mo siguro, para magkasya ang sweldo ko this month, kailangan ko nang magtipid. Dapat matuto na akong mag-budget. Titigil na ako sa pagiging magastos. When you think like this, medyo nakaka-overwhelm. Parang ang dami mong kailangan gawin at baguhin sa lifestyle mo. And this is a recipe for failure because you're not focused on the process. Focusing on the process means knowing what you have to do in order to get to where you need to be. At yung what you have to do na yon, it's about creating a practical to-do list or a checklist na susundin mo araw-araw. Halimbawa, kung ang sweldo mo ay 25,000 pesos per month and yung mga monthly bills mo is usually around 10,000 pesos, then meron kang 15,000 pesos na allowance para sa daily expenses mo. Instead of constantly reminding yourself na magtipid at huwag maging magastos, you can just take that 15,000 and divide it for 30 days to get your daily allowance of 500 pesos. So, ang pwede mong gawing process ay ganito. Sa umaga, lalagyan mo ng 500 pesos ang wallet mo. Then, at the end of the day, kukunin mo yung natira at ilalagay sa isang envelope as your savings. Then, bukas, ganun ulit. Lalagyan mo ng 500 pesos ang wallet mo and so on and so forth. Wala ka ng ibang iisipin kundi yung hindi maubos yung 500 pesos mo every day. And if you succeed in following this process for a month, then it's guaranteed that you have achieved the outcome that you're hoping for, which is to spend less than what you've earned. Focusing on the process allows you to create practical and actionable steps to reach your goal. It also helps you to start right away and avoid procrastination, because the things that you have to do, as it should be, are simple and easy enough to follow. Focusing on the process helps you to stay motivated, to be more persistent and consistent with your actions. Balikan natin yung 8,000 photos ko sa phone. Imagine if ang ginawa ko ay talagang nag-set ako ng time para gawin yon. I'm sure after 1 hour, bored na ako sa pagsusort ng photos. And after 2 hours, pagod na siguro ang mata ko sa kakatingin ng mga pictures. And then, after all that work, makikita ko na may 7,800 plus pa na natira na photos. Hay, ang dami pa. I'll probably start asking myself, kailangan ko ba talagang gawin to? May memory pa naman yung phone ko eh. Or, i-delete ko na lang kaya lahat. A lot of people are guilty of giving up too soon on their goals because they were not seeing any big results at the moment. Motivational speaker Les Brown says that most people knock on the door of their dreams once, then run away before anyone has a chance to open the door. Again, the solution to this is to simply focus on the process, to do what you have to do and just stick with it. Huwag mong i-pressure yung sarili mo na magkaroon kaagad ng results. Make your process simple and easy enough to follow. And in no time, you'll be forming good habits that will slowly but surely compound your daily action into big positive results in your life.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news.
Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openIZANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Meron akong kaibigan na isang insurance agent. Well, actually, unit manager na siya. That means meron na siyang team of sales agents under him. Nagsimula siya, of course, as a freelance agent. Sideline lang niya yun yung pagbebenta ng insurance habang may corporate job siya. However, after a few months, he decided to resign from his office work to be a full-time insurance agent. And then, after around 2 years, he became a unit manager and is now handling several agents. The last time we talked, I distinctly remember asking him kung ano ba ang sikreto niya. Kasi may mga iba kong kilala na freelance insurance agent at marami sa kanila hindi nagiging successful tulad niya. Ang sabi niya sa akin, there's really no secret. He just applied what he learned dun sa mga sales trainings. However, naikwento niya na napansin niya, one difference that he had compared to his peers was that he was not focused on meeting his sales quota. What he focused on was, you guessed it, the process of selling. Ang na-share niya sa akin, during those times na nagsisimula pa lang siya, every day, he follows a checklist. Item number 1. Contact 10 new prospects and try to set an appointment with them. Item number 2. Follow up the prospects that he contacted last week. Item number 3. Generate 10 new prospects to contact for tomorrow. Yun lang daw, sabi niya. Yun lang ang ginawa niya every day. He just did those 3 things. And every day, he tried to find ways to improve how he did those 3 things. He learned how to do better prospecting. He studied how to talk confidently with people. And he researched on different lead generation techniques. That was his process wherein everything else followed. Any goal can be achieved if you break it down into enough small parts. That's a quote from self-development author Brian Tracy. And I agree. Isa yan sa mga na-discover ko na sikreto on how to avoid procrastination. Break down your goal into smaller, more manageable tasks. And then, just focus on doing your checklist one item at a time. And once you are able to create a process, or a series of small tasks that you can simply repeat day in and day out, then you're on your way to building the momentum that will take you to your goal. Moreover, focusing on the process often means you're more likely to find ways to improve how you do things. And even if you discover the way to become just 1% better, the fact that you're doing it every day, then it will eventually have a significant impact on your outcome. Just give it enough time to compound. Lastly, I don't know about you, pero para sa akin, ang sarap ng feeling when you attain something that you've worked hard for. Yung pinagtiyagaan mo talaga siya gawin ng mahabang panahon. And from my experience, the goals that are worth pursuing are usually those that take time to achieve. Define your goal and then list down the tasks that will take you to that goal. Then, create a process to run those tasks. Find ways to improve, no matter how small that improvement may be. Just be patient and let your outcome compound with time. Focus on the process, not the results, and trust that your results will come. Remember that you don't climb a mountain by always looking at the top. You reach the summit by focusing on your path and walking one step at a time.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's Listen Back episode. To contact me or catch up on our previous episode, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.